to do so right up till the pandemic. So that means Georgianne spent 50 years serving the students of Wheatland. She will be missed. Okay, so starting next week, on Tuesday, well, actually Monday, we're transferring to the hybrid model. Monday's day includes distance learning. So it'll be the 1 hour Zoom with the remainder of the day for independent work for students, possible interventions. Teachers will spend that portion of the day planning, prep work, communicating with parents, grading, completing engagement logs, and many other items as required. Then Tuesday through Friday, we begin the AM/PM schedule. Students in TK through fifth grade will have 3 hours of in-class learning, and the remainder of the day will be for independent work. Middle school students will have 3 hours of in-class learning and 3 hours of distance learning. Breakfast and lunches will be handed out to students at 11 a.m. for the a.m. group and 3 p.m. for the p.m. group. There will be no eating at the schools at this time. Transportation is available for those district students, and the schedules are on the website. If you have any questions, you can certainly call our transportation department. We certainly have all hands on deck driving right now. Our maintenance guys and our mechanic will also be helping out until we see how things shake out for the transportation portion. The other day on Facebook, there was a question about mask wearing, so I wanted to give some clarification on mask wearing. The current mandate from the state is all students third grade and above will be required to wear masks at all times in school. We will be enforcing the mandate, but we'll be giving students opportunities to be mask free with some outside time. The current mandate for TK through second grade students is masks are highly recommended. We would like to ask our parents to please consider having all TK through second grade students wear masks. If we all do and keep the it'll keep the students safe and the staff safe, and then we can keep coming to school. We would highly recommend that our TK through students wear their mask when walking on campus and moving around the classroom. However, when they sit behind the desk with their desk shield, then that would be an opportunity for them to take them off. Again, this is just a request and not a mandate. All staff will be wearing masks, and anybody taking the bus, regardless of age or grade, will be required to wear a mask at all times, including while they're waiting for the bus, because we cannot guarantee physical distancing. This is all part of our reopening plan. So I just wanted to reiterate to everybody what the mask mandate was.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Board member Nikki Crabb asking a question. On the mask, you said we're encouraging TK through second grade to wear them, but they can take them off behind their shields. Does the teacher have control over their own room if they so decide that they want everyone to wear masks that those children, if the parents want them to take them off while they're at their shield, can the teacher override that, I guess is what my question is.
And the answer is no. The teacher can highly encourage students to wear masks, and they can have conversations with parents about why they think they should. Let's say they're a medically fragile teacher or something like that. They can have that conversation. But no discipline, no discrimination, nothing can happen for a TK through second grade student if they choose not to wear a mask. So does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, so another question that has come around is, how long do we think we're going to be on the hybrid model? And I can tell you that's not a clear answer. This question is so dependent on multiple factors. With that said, I believe you can expect to be on the hybrid AM/PM model through the holidays. It is expected based on current scientific evidence, I guess, I don't know, that the pandemic will continue well into 2021. So right now, I mean, I would love to tell you we're going to be on this for 2 or 3 weeks and then we're going to move to everybody coming back to school full time. But I don't think that that's a realistic goal. But things could change. If we moved into the orange and we had, you know, the ability to move a little more, we would do that. Halloween, So of course the state has put out guidelines this week for Halloween. And they basically said children should not go trick-or-treating house to house. As many of you know, the district will be participating in the Wheatland Trunk or Treat on Halloween, which is a Saturday. So we encourage our students to come to that in order to get their candy and show off their costumes. Thanksgiving week, I know it's a ways away, but I did want to remind folks that our school calendar does have students coming to school on Monday and Tuesday. We understand that many people travel for Thanksgiving. So we will be making, Monday was already a distance learning day. We will make Tuesday of just that week a distance learning day as well. So students can participate, students and staff can participate remotely from wherever their travels take them. And then finally, I want to remind everybody, we don't have a lot of people on here, but I'll push out this anyways. Please fill out your impact aid forms and your free and reduced lunch applications. Although lunch is free right now, they don't just use those forms for lunch. It also impacts our funding. And impact aid is a huge one for our funding because it's tied to the military. So we need to get all those forms turned in as soon as possible. So that we can maintain our level of funding so that we have the programs available for our students. So please complete those as soon as possible. Attendance report, at the time of the agenda, we had 1,280 students. That we have 1,192 in the distance learning program and 88 in the home-based instructional program, independent study program, sorry. We now have 45 that are currently in the home-based independent study program. They are shifting on Monday over to the hybrid model. So that 45 of those 88 will be moving back over to school. And then 30 that were on the distance learning that do not want to come back for hybrid are going to shift over to the home-based instructional. So we ended up with about 70, we'll have 77 in the home-based instructional program. We currently have closed home-based independent study for TK through fifth grade. We still have some spots for sixth, seventh, and eighth, but TK through fifth, unless there's an extenuating circumstance, it's closed on the HBIS, and we have openings still, obviously, on the school side. Overall, we're down 110 students from this time last year. It's a huge amount. But again, I attribute a lot of it to what we're all going through right now. We have 88 students in our preschool program, which is one more than we had last month, and it's 45 less than we had last year. So I'm happy to answer any questions, but that's my report for today.
Anybody have any questions? Communication from the public? Okay, so we'll move on to the consent agenda.
No questions or comments. I will move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so carried. Okay, so action items 5.1A, approval of school site safety plans. Do you want to take all three of them at once? Or?
Yeah, you can take all three of them at once. So 5.1A is the approval of the site safety plans. These are annual plans. You have seen them over and over and over for many years. They just get updated with current information. And so we have all three schools' school site safety plans for your approval.
Questions or comments, anyone?
I move that we approve 5.1. The approval of the safety plans for Bear River Elementary, Wheatland Charter, and Wheatland Elementary.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay, move on to 5.2A, approval of the individual school SIP plans.
So again, these are annual plans that the schools have to produce. And this is all their updated information for 2021 on their school plans.
Any questions or comments?
I make a motion to accept 5.2A, approval of individual school SIP plans. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 5.3A, approval of master plan for English learner success.
So again, this is the meeting of plans, which is typical this time of year. So this is the approval of the English language learner success plan. Again, it's an annual plan that we're required to do by the state and update each year. And it is available in English and in Spanish. And it goes through our DLAC committee, which Peter chairs. And yeah, it's a same plan as last year, except updated information.
Any questions or comments?
I'll make a motion that we approve the master plan for English learner success. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Any board comments?
I'd like to wish everybody luck next week when school opens up, and I hope everything turns out in a positive note.
For sure. Mr. Town, is your road going to be open?
No.
So I did talk to the company today, and yesterday they were reaching out to the contractor. All that's left is the striping, and the striping map has been approved. So he said he may have it done by Tuesday, but it's probably not likely because
I would like to lay a wager on who hits the big curve on that narrow entrance for the first time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It's very narrow, very narrow.
Yeah, don't forget that the trunk or treat is at the Settler Village.
Right, Settler Village from 3 to 6. And we'll send a flyer out. And I think, I know that all three principals are here. Maybe they can comment. Are we having costumes on the Friday before Thanksgiving? Yes, sorry, Halloween, not Thanksgiving.
The other thing about the strip mall that Kelly and some other people were commenting on is, or even the town, most of the towns have, like, all of First Marysville said absolutely no Halloween. So they're expecting people to be bringing their kids this way because this has gotten out that this is a safe event. So I talked to somebody and they said they gave out about 500 and some pieces of candy last year. And so they said you might expect to double it. So anybody who's involved in that, I just went out and bought two more $30 bags.
Last year we gave out more than that.
Yeah.
So, okay, well then I better go buy.
Yeah.
I have three shopping bags full of, the carry bags full of candy, but I don't guess I should go.
Yeah, no, last year we were there and we gave out a lot more than that.
Okay.
So
the district is participating, so if you're up there on Zoom, I'm hoping you're going to help donate some candy so it doesn't all fall on my back. They are having specific rules. All of the adults that will be having the booths there have to wear masks, and they encourage people to dress up. And only one person giving out the candy, and the person who's giving out the candy either needs to wear gloves or have tongs. Kids are not to reach into the baskets to get the items. It should be safe. It's going to be safer than kids going out house to house, I guess. So.
And the time is what again?
3 to 6.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun last year.
Yeah.
It really a lot of creative people.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, is that it?
Unless there's any questions from the audience up there on the TV, you can either type it into chat if you want, or you can unmute yourself, or we can end the meeting and you can go have dinner.
I have a comment for Ange. Go Braves!
Boo!
Sherry boos. So I'm not seeing anything come across. I'm going to give it a minute. Nothing in the chat. And so if you have nothing to say, then this will end the meeting and you can just start clicking off, and then we can know that there's nothing to say. So thank you very much for attending, all of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's pretty 22 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm. So you know what's happening over here? Is it kept saying it would unconnect me and then it would